Hello, everyone, and welcome to the inaugural episode of WoW in 30. I am Catarso. I'm your host and WoW community blogger over at catarso.wordpress.com. That's K-A-T-A-R-S-O. So you're more than welcome to come over and argue with me anytime you want. There are lots of awesome conversational podcasts out there, like The Instance and the Hunting Party podcast, but there aren't too many straight-to-the-point, short news story podcasts. So that's what we're going to aim for here. WoW in 30 is 30 minutes of WoW news. No ifs, ands, or buts, no conversations, hopefully no opinions. I'm going to try to keep my opinions to myself here and just report the news for those of you that just want a quick, easy show with 30 minutes of news. So here we go. So today, topics are patch 4.1. Where'd Ghostcrawler go? Ghostcrawler? Nobody knows who that is anymore. Death Knight and Warlock battle res? You get a battle res! You get a battle res! You get a battle res! Everybody gets a battle res! New maps in 4.1. Can't find your party? Check the map! Firelands delayed! 4.2. Wait, we're not even... We're in 4.06. I am disappointed. Blizzaversary? Stinks like Blizzstalgia. Now more dailies.
Jeez, mate, what do you want to do tonight?
Same thing we do every night, Pinky.
Season 10 armor.
Does this armor make my butt look big?
If I tell you the truth, are you going to punt me again?
And finally, world first. Glory of the Cataclysmic Raider.
Wait. You're telling me someone already didn't get that...
Okay, for the... Here are the best ones. General changes. A dead player can now be resurrected by targeting them using the party or raid frame, even if they have released. No more hunting corpses. So, one thing this does not specify is, do they have to have died in the same instance as me? What if someone just sends me a group invite randomly, I'm an org and they're in Badlands, and now all I have to do is target their name icon and res them? Is that going to work? That's how it worked in EverQuest. Is that what we're going to turn into? Because a lot of our healers are going to get a lot of tells standing around in org and things like that for random reses, and those random tells or blind group invites are going to get real old real quick. Not saying that that's what this means, but with the way that it's worded, it definitely leaves it open to interpretation like that. Next up, the Dungeon Finder changes. The Dungeon Finder is going to attempt to put damage-dealing classes with the same armor type in a group, which means you're probably not going to run into a group with three Death Knights as your DPS. Hopefully. It's a good thing. Less competition for loot. Next, PvP, Wrathy Basin and Battle for Gilneas flags will only take 7 seconds to cap instead of the current 8. Druids will now have 100% pushback protection from damage while channeling Tranquility. And the Malfurion's Gift talent in the Resto tree now reduces the cooldown of Tranquility by 2.5 and 5 minutes. Troll Druid flight form models will be slimmed down to be more in scale with other Druid flight forms. All good things. No nerfs. Nerfs are bad. We hate nerfs. Hunters! Hunters, get excited! It just became that much easier to own a pet, because you will no longer have to manage their happiness. Everything that has anything to do with happiness is being ripped out of the game. All gone. No issues. No concerns. No questions. No comments. Just let it go. You're not allowed to RP. Just doesn't... Not allowed. Taking it away. Bye-bye. All gone. All the reality, any reality aspects of having a hunter pet, see ya! Feed pet will now instantly heal for 50% of the pet's health. Cannot be used in combat, requires diet-appropriate food. Interesting. Try to give some more purpose towards the feed pet ability, since I don't remember the last time I fed my hunter's pet. So, kind of cool. Save you a little effort with men pet, I suppose. Glyph of men pet will now become Glyph of Greater Proportion. If you recall before, Glyph of Men Pet allowed your men pet to increase the happiness that your pet had at the time. So without happiness, there's no need for that glyph. So glyph of greater proportion. It makes the pet bigger. Get excited. Distraction and multi-shot will be adjusted to the intended 40-yard range rather than the current 35. It's a good change. Helps you out a little bit. Not really game-breaking, but certainly not a nerf. Can't complain there. Multi-shot will now set off the 1-second global cooldown as intended. Makes sense to me. Mages. Arcane blast damage has been increased by 13%. In addition, the stacking effect of arcane blast now increases the damage done by arcane explosion, and arcane explosion does not consume that effect. Arcane explosion damage increased by 13%, arcane missiles increased by 13%, and blizzard damage has been increased by 70%. Clap, clap for you, mages. That's quite the little buff. So good luck with that. Have fun melting my face. Arcane barrage damage has also been increased by 13%. The combustion spell no longer has a global cooldown. Get excited, mages. Get excited. I'm a little concerned because I really don't like when you explode my face. So, priests in the same form of druids will now have an innate 100% pushback protection from damage while channeling Divine Hymn and Hymn of Hope. Those are their two big channeled heal and mana regen spells. So good, consistent with the druid thing. Discipline, the direct damage portion of Hellfire. Holy Fire, we're not warlocks, can now trigger Evangelism. So what that means for priests is they're now going to incorporate Holy Fire into their smite spell rotation if you are a smite-casting discipline priest. Congratulations. I know that Holy Fire has been abysmally pathetic for a while now. And according to the PTR results from MMO Champion and from Elitist Jerks, it looks like Holy Fire dots are also proccing heals. So now I suppose discipline is the quintessential damage done turning into heals spec. And in Holy News, Chakra is now going to be permanent. Won't change, won't go away after a minute. Once you're in that state, I suppose you'll have to click it off in order to switch to another chakra state. So kind of a quality of life change for holy priests, so good for them. Next up, inner will and inner fire are becoming permanent, so to speak, in the same way that pali auras are. Once you cast them, they're on you until you cancel them or override them with another aura. So pretty cool. Quality of life change again. Warlocks, your pet's Lash of Pain for your succubus. The damage will now scale with level, reducing the damage done at lower levels such that it will deal 50% damage at level 20 and 100% damage at level 80 and above. So that's a nerf to all the low B PvP warlocks for sure. Any twinks out there, I'm sure, are going to be quite bitter at this point. In addition, it looks like MMO Champion discovered that the Fell Hunter Shadow Bite now scales from 61.4% of spell power up from 30.7. So Fell Hunter Shadow Bite, you're getting a buff. Congratulations. Shamans, Spirit Link Totem was discovered on the PTR. Once again, thanks to MMO Champion. Those guys are awesome. Summons a Spirit Link Totem with 5 health at the feet of the caster. The totem reduces damage taken by all party and raid members within 10 yards by 10%. So in that way, it's kind of like the Power Word Barrier spell. Every 1 second, the health of all affected players is redistributed such that each player ends up with the same percent of health. So that's going to even out damage for you guys. So that's a pretty cool change. It's only going to last 6 seconds. Short duration cooldown, or short duration spell, 3-minute cooldown, costs 11% of your base mana and is instant. This is a heck of a interesting totem for PvP, without a doubt, and certainly in raids when everyone's clumping up, this will help distribute the damage, though typically when everyone clumps up, damage is kind of distributed evenly to begin with, but still, it's interesting, it's cool, shamans get a new toy in their tool belt, Time will tell to see how valuable it is in the long run. Warriors. Oh, you Warriors lately. You're all over the place. Strikes of opportunity. Value per point of mastery has been increased to 10%. So that's a buff. Congratulations. However, on the PTR, it has been discovered that Intervene now also works on a raid member, and Gag Order no longer affects Shield Bash. I'm sorry. I know that can't be wonderful. And then for Fury, Rude Interruption no longer affects Shield Bash as well. So I apologize, Warriors. You guys have been getting a lot of ups and downs lately, so that's kind of interesting. So that's it for the 4.1 patch notes and any hidden discoveries that the awesome folks at MMO Champion and Elitist Jerks have found. So if next, Ghostcrawler. The heck is that guy? Wasn't he some guy in the past that had something to do with Blizzard? I don't remember. I think so. So, a blue responded this week to why Ghostcrawler stopped posting on the forums. There were two kind of messages from this. One, the gist of it was that, well, it's kind of an issue that the entire player base doesn't get to interact with Ghostcrawler. It was only the individuals on the U.S. forums. And as busy as those forums are, we all know that not everyone checks them, because there are definitely people in guilds sometimes that just have no clue what's going on behind the scenes. And then the other half of that came up was that the European players weren't part of those discussions, which leads you to believe that maybe that was part of the issue there. The other big thing, the larger thing that came out of that was essentially that what Ghostcrawler was writing really could have been out of more emotion and not so much predetermined responses. So basically what they said was that they want to get the responses to the questions and concerns and comments that they have out there with a little more review than Ghostcrawler takes 30 seconds to just jot down an idea that's in his head. I suppose that was an issue on numerous occasions where I would imagine somebody wasn't too happy with the way that Ghostcrawler was responding to the community. So they've said that they're going to regear their efforts towards the blog that they've been doing on their website. And also they just started this Q&A kind of thing where they, I don't know, they give like 45 minutes or 500 posts to the community to ask all the questions they want. Everyone's supposed to downrate and uprate the questions that they like or dislike. And then we're all supposed to just sit and wait until the devs look them over and answer whatever they want. So it'll be interesting to see how that works out. The first Q&A came out last week. There were a lot of silly questions on there that it'll be interesting to see if they bother asking or responding to them. One thing that was weird was it didn't say it had to do with World of Warcraft, so there were definitely questions in there that were kind of like crazy and random and had nothing to do with WoW at all, but more to Blizzard in general. So, we'll see what happens with that, but the gist of it was Ghostcrawler's not coming back. He took his ball and he went home, so that's unfortunate, but what are you going to do? We all knew the community would eat him alive, and they did. High five! Next up, Death Knights and Warlocks are getting a battle res. Death Knights are losing their little spell where they resurrect someone and they become a ghoul. That spell just isn't used enough, and if you've ever experienced a Death Knight using it, it was just kind of silly to begin with. Most Death Knights did it just to make someone explode. It really didn't make a difference. So they've said that they want to make a battle res for Death Knights and for Warlocks. They want to turn Warlock's Soulstone into a battle res, which should be pretty cool. So high five to them. I guess you'll kind of lose the functionality of not having to run back from a wipe with a Soulstone, but they'll get a battle res, and Death Knights will get their zombie spell turned into a battle res. And the big deal there was that they don't want everyone to feel like they have to bring a druid for the battle reses. So they're kind of gearing this change towards the bring the player, not the class effort. So good on them. High five. Next up, new maps in 4.1. MMO Champion has discovered a slew of Burning Crusade maps, as well as the Zul'Aman and Zul'Gurub maps. They can be found on their website, mmo-champion.com. All the BC maps and the new ZA and ZG maps, they're all there. They should all be in the next patch, 4.1 hopefully, barring any sort of craziness. So no longer will you have to get lost in some of those crazy long dungeons. I know that'll be a nice quality of life change. Also out this week, 4.1 had the Firelands contained in it, and then the Blues came back and ripped it out of there. 4.1 is not going to contain the Firelands raid. We received mixed messages from Blizzard about this. One Blue stated that it was because we're not ready, and another Blue the next day stated that it's because they want to gear things towards smaller, more consistent, and often patches. A lot of what came out on the forums was that perhaps it would have been better to just rename the Zul'Gurub Zul'Aman patch 4.09 and still have Firelands in 4.1. From a psychological standpoint, I guess that would have had a better effect on the community, because a lot of people are really up in arms about this change. Not too happy about everything being kind of, you know, switched around last minute type thing. From a rating standpoint, I kind of agree with them as far as their first blue response that the community is not ready. But the other half of that is, knowing Blizzard for the past 2 years alone, it's kind of like, well, they're supposed to be, well, not supposed to be, but they have been accommodating to the casual raider. And now here we are in Cataclysm, and this stuff is hard. I mean, people aren't face rolling on it. People aren't face rolling on heroics until they're over geared. So I guess Blizzard's kind of changed their stance on the way that they handle the community. I mean, WoW became very, very popular because it catered to casual players. And here we are a couple months into the expansion, and, you know, we're not quote unquote ready for the next raid content. So I suppose Blizzard's kind of rethought everything, and this is the new way to go now. They're gearing more hardcore. Good on them, I guess. They know more than I do about MMOs. Phew. Next up, Blizziversary. All kinds of Blizzstalgia. They initially were celebrating their 20-year anniversary 2 weeks ago, I believe it was. And there wasn't much to do about anything. So this past week, they released a Blizzard retrospective clip, movie, what have you. It kind of covers a lot of their content. It really hits on Rock and Roll Racing, which was interesting. But it's 48 minutes and 11 seconds, if you care. And it pretty much covers their entire repertoire, so to speak, that they've had in the past, you know, everything Warcraft 1 through 3, Diablo, Blackthorn, Lost Vikings, Rock and Roll Racing. So if you want to check that out, it is on MMO Champion, and it's also all over YouTube. It's on Blizzard's YouTube channel, and once a day I see it get ripped down from other random people's channels, so that's good. Next up, Firelands is going to get some dailies. According to what MMO Champion has pulled off of the PTR in their data mining, Firelands is not just going to be a raid zone. It's also going to be kind of a what appears to be an instanced area with like 7 or 8 different sections. And according to what they've got, and they've got lots of screenshots, looks like they're going to have a new daily hub. So that's going to be for 4.2, obviously, since they announced that. But it looks like it's going to be a daily hub for 4.2 to kind of give us more to do every day. High five, even though you can only do 25. Kind of weird, but whatever. Season 10 armor. Someone data mined Season 10 armor. I believe that was Boob Isle on MMO Champion. It's armor. It all looks like armor. You can see the screenshots on MMO Champion. I don't see anything that's like, whoa, look at that. It's, oh my God, the greatest thing ever. but it's the next armor if you care to take a look and get all excited. Most of it's just glowy, spiky armor. High five. And finally, after Blizzard went and said on their site that the player base is not ready for new content, Immersion went ahead and showed them that, yeah, I guess the rest of the community is not, because Immersion got the world first Glory of the Cataclysm Raider. Congratulations to them. There is a video out there floating around on YouTube. It's really cool. They also got the Keeping of the Family achievement there as well. So world first after, what are we at, 4 months at this point? That certainly wasn't no 2 weeks, no 72 hours or nothing like that, like we've had in the past. So congratulations to Immersion. Good job, everyone. Good on you. And I guess we'll see what other guilds can do at this point. So high five. A couple other things that have been hot on the forums lately. Quest phasing and the phasing of ores and herbs, that's been an issue. I know that I feel that pain when I go to loot an herb and it phases out on me, so that's really fun. They said that they're aware and they're looking into it. Still a hot issue. And then another hot issue on the forums has been the appearance tab. So many people out there want to be able to show off the armor that they want to show off and yet receive the stats from the armor that they are wearing intentionally. So it's become this major giant thread on the forums, as it has been for a while now. And Blizzard finally responded to it. However, in awesome business fashion, they basically said, we're thinking about it, and gave us no real concrete what have you. They're looking at it, and they're comparing and contrasting the negative impacts to the gameplay and the art style and what have you. But the reality is, we've got nothing. There's no news. So the news about the appearance tab is that there is no news about the appearance tab. High five! So we've also got new pets and new mounts coming out. Mounts are going to be attached with ZA and ZG, it seems, like they used to be. New pets seem to be all over the place, including the trading card game, of course. Blizz got to make that extra money. So far, there's speculation that there may be some Blizz store pets as well, but nothing's hard confirmed. There is one pet that caught my eyes. Its name is Legs, and everyone's speculating that it's a mini Marsh Walker, which is kind of strange since Marsh Walkers were big back in BC. But nonetheless, the icon leads everyone to believe that it is, in fact, a Marsh Walker, and the fact that it's called Legs. So we shall see. Winter Frostsaber, the mount, the Alliance-only mount, that requires a massive grind, is actually going to become a daily grind, and they have created a baby for that, a little baby companion pet Frost Saber, which is neutral. Either Alliance or Horde can get it, so that's kind of cool. But the Frost Saber mount is going to become apparently 20 days worth of daily, so no more long, strenuous, you know, dedicated your life to this grind type of thing. So that's kind of cool. Last thing is Blizzard is at PAX East this week. Hopefully, we'll get some information out of there, some sort of leaked what have you, but we'll see. So next week, stay tuned. I'll post another podcast with the information from this coming week here, and we'll see what happens. So that's it for today. I'm Catarso, and I've had a blast doing this. Special thanks to Euripides over at OutDPS and OutDPS.com and the rest of his crew on the Hunting Party podcast. Those guys were a big inspiration for me. So complete awesome sauce coming out of that group there. And big special thanks to the MMO Champion site and their community for their efforts and their data mining. They're definitely the go-to for data mining information in the WoW community. So thank you for that, because I know it can't be easy. And feel free to check me out on my blog, catarso.wordpress.com. I'd love some community interaction and feedback there. By all means, you know, I'm also looking for any underground bands that want to get some free plugs of their music, or if you want your guild plugged on the podcast or what have you, just hit me up at catarso.wordpress.com. I'd love to meet some of you guys, some of you listeners. So, thank you. I'm Catarso Quickroot, saying so long, Azeroth, may your arrows be pointy and your bell blade be green.